A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. As Jesus was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a sizable crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind man, son of Timaeus, sat by the roadside begging. On hearing that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have pity on me." And many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he kept calling out all the more, "Son of David, have pity on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take courage, get up, Jesus is calling you." He threw aside his cloak, sprang up, and came to Jesus. Jesus said to him in reply, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man replied to him, "Master, I want to see." Jesus told him, "Go your way. Your faith has saved you." Immediately he received his sight and followed him on the way. The Gospel of the Lord. "Take courage," the people say to Bartimaeus. I find it curious that these are the words spoken to him by the crowd that had sought to silence him. Normally, "take courage" are words meant to give confidence to another who is lacking conviction. They are words of reassurance to one who is fearful. It seems to me, though, that Bartimaeus is not in the least fearful and is quite self-confident. Despite the haranguing of the crowd telling him to be silent, he continues to call out to Jesus. And when Jesus calls for him and the crowd tells him to take courage, for Jesus is calling you, Bartimaeus' actions do not bespeak one who is filled with fear or timidity. Rather, he threw aside his cloak and sprang up and came to Jesus. These are actions that speak of urgency and readiness. Bartimaeus was ready with his heart's desire when Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" We may think that the answer is obvious, yet the Gospel writer has Bartimaeus declare it boldly, "Master, I want to see." For seeing in the Gospel is one of the marks of discipleship. In this last miracle of Mark's Gospel, the writer is demonstrating to a blind man what Jesus' closest disciples had failed to see themselves. In this chapter alone, there are several stories of how the disciples and the crowds were just not getting what Jesus was about. He had contended with the Pharisees on the question of marriage, corrected the disciples who prevented the children to come to him, called the rich young man to sell everything, articulated the suffering he would experience on the way, and challenged James and John in their request for seats of privilege. No matter the number of times Jesus pulled the 12 aside to explain to them what lay ahead, they remained blind. And here was this blind man declaring, "I want to see. I want to see." Can we say that to Jesus when he asks us, "What do you want me to do for you?" Are we ready to respond as quickly and surely as Bartimaeus did with what our heart desires? Can we say, "Show me the truth of who I am. Show me how I cling to power, prestige, and riches. Allow me to see who I can become." In his healing of Bartimaeus, Jesus directs him to go on your way. Your faith has saved you. Again, Bartimaeus offers an example of the faithful disciple. His way is the way of Jesus. With Jesus, he leaves Jericho and journeys on the way to Jerusalem, the place of suffering and death for Jesus. This man who has suffered with poverty and blindness now chooses to follow the way, the one who will suffer and die and will rise to new life. In his seeing, Bartimaeus understands that to follow with Jesus is to follow the way that is not easy, but is the way who leads to life. The beginning of Lent is a week away. Are we, like Bartimaeus, aware of our poverty and blindness? Are we ready to be healed? Take courage, then, for Jesus is calling. What do we want him to do for us?